Hello? Yeah, okay.
Are you on?
Hello?
Hi, you want some more rundown?
Yeah, fine. I just finished with Connolly.
Oh, good. How do you feel?
He's really up to much. Yeah, he's kind of getting still right. They were all fine.
Good. Yeah, Dave.
Connolly particularly. He looks at a cold pro. He felt that he'd hit the right parasenters.
Well, and I think your speech went beyond the level of effectiveness that he was probably counting on, because I think he probably was looking for a
more mundane.
Yeah. Yeah.
He liked
because you rose above the material.
He liked clothes from the beginning. No. He liked kicking the speculator.
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
Yeah. Well, what else do you have?
Well, just a little quick stuff on
the Mitchell, too. Mitchell was all for it. He thought it was good.
Yeah.
But I didn't see.
The media thing, I got the final wrap-up on their coverage. There really isn't much news stuff. They made the point that Congress will enthusiastically agree that there were 8 significant measures of considerable magnitude, that Nixon has disarmed the political opposition. That kind of thing in their wrap-up. The UPI lead paragraph is wage price freeze and the 6.3 tax cuts and took actions expected to result in some devaluation of the dollar in international trade. Called it as far-reaching and dramatic steps to revitalize the economy. And then they go into the specifics. There's so damn much meat that, you know, they all get right into that. Now, let's see, I've got political stuff. Gordon Ellett said, done a good job of wading into the problem. There'll be those who say he didn't go far enough, but he's doing a fine job of saying we shouldn't freeze ourselves into a permanent economic situation. Cutting foreign aid would be very welcome.
Those are the two things I put in.
As well as the hike in personal tax exemptions. Tax on imports will cause wailing and anguish to those who have gotten rich, but it's something that had to be done. This is going to help the economic picture and reestablish confidence in the American people. Bob Byrd, says a bold stroke on a very broad front should help to shore up buying power of those people on fixed income. We needed the thing on imports. He was wise. I support it. I'm glad he held back on welfare reform. Bill Widnall said overall it was very good. He had to do something. It was comprehensive, recognizes all the problems and ties them together. Shows concern and means to do business. The voluntary part would be a problem. He wants to help in Congress. Mike Mansfield, a great speech. Very happy he did it before it was too late. Harsh but necessary. Time for patience has passed. Glad he came out tonight. I would have preferred it 6 months earlier. Wage and price long overdue. I would have preferred 180 days instead of 90. Should have mentioned the NATO troops lower federal jobs by normal attrition. I'm glad he took this action or these actions rather.
Not bad.
Good. John Sparkman says he thought the program was great and he's for it. Proposals are things he had advocated for a long time and feels a freeze is the best way to do the job. Wally Bennett says, wow, was that strong. It was a very good speech. The president sees the initiative for domestic economic leadership with the same boldness he displayed in his China speech, challenging all segments of our economy to respond with greatness. The president again demonstrated he's a brave, broad-gauge leader with faith in the American people. I'm sure they will respond to his courageous call. Then out the local politicos, John Rhodes said,
John Rhodes?
Yeah. Who's Ohio. You know, that'd be Jim Rhodes. He's John Rhodes. Takes the economic issue away from the Democrats will help stop
the state.
Just give the state. I'll check that.
Right, good.
Governor Love says, I'm very favorably impressed that when we move, we really move. Certainly both the things are serious enough that this is necessary. God grant that it'll work. Meskel says, I'm not an economist. I don't know what kind of effect it will have economically, but it will be of great assistance psychologically. Steps ought to calm many fears. I believe people will applaud what the president has done. Mayor Kramer of Paterson, New Jersey, thought the overall telecast very good. Economic ramifications so broad it's difficult to comment, but he thought the president did a very good job dealing with a very technical subject. Thought that, this thought the most important effect of the telecast was that it showed his strong leadership. Where there's a problem and action is called for, he's ready to do something. A well-rounded, comprehensive presentation is all excellent. Mayor Allen from Columbus, Georgia, said a very courageous job, particularly with regard to action affecting jobs. 10% tax on imports is particularly applauded. Thinks the voluntary wage freeze would be recognized as a good idea.
It's also goddamn complicated.
Well, it's interesting, though, that they pick up these points. Particularly encouraged to see the President taking such strong leadership, hopes the Congress will cooperate. And he says the hopes will no longer be necessary for U.S. to deal with the economy with one hand tied behind its back. They picked up that, that little picture, sure. Then on the business front, Harry Helzer, the President of 3M, says pretty dramatic. He took some bold steps, more power to him. I know he had to swallow a lot of things he was hoping to avoid. It really took courage. Great respect for his steps. Jerry Milbank, very good overall. The only question is what happens after the 3 months.
That's right.
Dale DeWitt of the Business Council, extremely pleased with the President's statement. A bold, courageous, and far-reaching step. Particularly pleased with his position on wage price freeze. Fully endorse his position.
You've got to get now the one thing. Too bad planning for something. Save it now.
Well, he'll be back tonight.
Really a
right.
I'm not late.
Right. Well, this is interesting because they sure are on these calls. Willard Robinson, who's one of, in New Orleans, one of our contributors and citizens leader, but is also the southern distributor for Volkswagen, says even though the import surcharge will adversely affect income and his income and business, he thinks the overall package is a great move which has been needed for some time. Well presented. Not best for Robinson, but best for my country. Cook, chairman of General Foods, says he watched it with six industrialists. They found it very good and timely, full of guts. Should have a good psychological. You're getting an awful lot of bold, courageous, guts type stuff. Should have a good psychological reaction. The three-month freeze was darn good. 10% import tax was a surprise, but good meat. Glad that the speech was full of meat rather than very nice phrases. He's been a critic of the game plan, and he's glad something's being done. He's with the president. Don Burnham of Westinghouse says it was a blockbuster of the talk. The president's done everything that the business leaders and economists said he should do to get the economy into shape. He boldly stepped up to the problem. Wage price freeze is a good way to wake everybody up.
Well, the boldness is good.
It sure is. It comes through in so many of these. Bob Dunlop of President of Sun Oil says the president's actions well taken. Agreement with the whole program. Must find out the details before I can comment further. John Rivas, attorney in Cleveland, says he's all for it. People have been downcast, wondering where we're going. The president needed initiative on the domestic side, and there should be a lift for people generally, as well as for business. Admiral Zumwalt calls it the most exciting speech I've seen. The Navy will support him in every way. Lou Harris says, breathtaking will have a tremendous impact. Political constructive. This is breathtaking. Will have a tremendous impact on political pinstripes.
I better call.
Yeah, he probably did. Frank Millican, the president of Kennecott Copper, says general approval. Pleased with insistence to make France and Germany realize the state of things. Likes the U.S. dollar provisions and job increase provisions. So you got that job thing. Bang, that good one, right, too. And Rhodes is Johnny, Congressman Rhodes.
Oh, Johnny.
Johnny Rhodes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very favorable, should help stop inflation, stabilize prices, and the president will get the credit from the people. This takes the economic issue away from the Democrats. That's it's interesting, Bill Carruthers, who wasn't here, said best speech since in office. Some excellent phrases within the speech we should continue to use, such as full employment in peacetime and production for peace. Relationship to the viewing audience was excellent in that he kept referring to you. Excellent reference and relationship to individual viewer at home. He said excellent example with relation to foreign imports. Examples simplify the present position of people. I still feel he's trying to say too much in too short a time. That is, he should slow down the reading phase. The most decisive speech the president has made, attitude was excellent. Dick Moore, of course, thought it was
Ever better. Sure-footedness, confidence, true leadership. Ray Price said it was very effective, strong and to the point, lucid. He wished for the last part he would have used teleprompter and talked directly to the camera. On balance, superb. Also thought...
Could have used the teleprompter, but I didn't have it.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think it was that bad. I looked up and helped a lot, I think. I didn't.
You did? Oh, you looked up an enormous, much more than you've done before.
And I'd written most of it, so.
Yeah, so, well, it was obvious that you were able to look away from the text a lot of the time. You were.
Who used that color?
Klein, he doesn't have the rundown on his calls. He's talked to a bunch of them. They'll be coming in. Golden, some of the people. Said all were highly commendatory. A few questions they asked for further clarification. We'll have wide newspaper and broadcast editorial support. People who start to are excited. The package was far beyond what any of them expected. And what comes through is the strong. Speech had feeling of strength, leadership, boldness, with an inspirational challenge. I think
that's, and overall, that's the most important thing.
Well, it certainly was strong. I think it was good, and I'm not sure you want to go
maybe
too much beyond that.
Overboard.
In an economic speech, you could go too far.
Make it appear that you were trying to gobble.
Yeah. Here's Fred Dent of Mayfair Mills, most daring and imaginative type of leadership he expected, showed faith in the American people, private enterprise system, very comprehensive. Sam Wiley says, beautiful, powerful medicine, just what's needed. Here's Henry Salvatore, great, dramatic, will be well received by business, 10% import duty, most important. Talk excellent. Well, that's good though. Get Salvatore, get the conservative.
Dan Dent too, he's concerned.
Right. Tiger Teague, I applaud the president, will support him all the way on his recommendations. He said there were 15 people in the room when Nixon spoke, Democrats, Republicans, bankers, and others, and they all had excellent reactions. Floyd Barger at the New York Daily News says it was fantastic. Politically, I think the administration was running out of time. I hope the wage and price freeze will work, but I believe after 90 days, the president will have to go to a review board. That's the part that gets sticky. As to the international thing, I think we are going to have a trade war on our hands, but we had to do something. This is a very sudden turnaround, and I hope it will help. It's really fantastic. There's the thread through all there is, obviously, to take charge, boldness and all that, which is... Cliff Harden says, that was quite a package. The overall effect would be fantastic. It was a series of very bold strokes. I don't have the background to evaluate it, but what came through to me is the fact that the president has taken the initiative and answered most of the major critics. He has shifted the burden to the Congress and, of course, to the American people. That's a good point. Romney says, very bold indeed, very comprehensive, thought the total package put forth was excellent, very necessary, and will prove extremely helpful on all three fronts. So, that's the general one of what we got tonight, so far.
I don't know whether we've got through it. Maybe you're right.
I think people are going to get that, but they're not
I don't think you're going to get that played back on one like this, because when you talk to them, there's so much in the content that's what they bounce back to you.
Give me a call in another 20 minutes, will you?
Sure.